Charlie Tunick coming back at you for another 60 minutes in the radio. Everything is so rushed these days. There's no longer the chance to enjoy the more cultural aspects of life. I mean, if it wasn't for being put on hold, I wouldn't hear any good music at all. Springfield and Charlie Tuna. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line report. Celebrity close-up with George Carlin, a comedian out with his first album in about 6 years, plus rock and roll beer. It's here to stay. According to the owner, Joe Edwards, in a St. Louis bar, and we'll talk to him. Here's Kenny.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. We've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down.
Rogers and Charlie Tuna through the years. Well, through the years, the creation science crowd hasn't exactly been able to stand up and cheer, but a researcher at the University of California, Davis, says now that human beings may be distantly related to soybeans. Dr. Ray Valentine says the relationship may be tied to the small nodules that grow on the root system of soybean plants. Valentine says the nodules contain a fluid similar to the blood pigments in human beans or beans. If you had to, how accurately could you describe a valuable item of personal property? In case of theft, you'd be asked to do just that. Don't leave an accurate description of your property to chance. All it takes is a little bit of time, a pen, and a notebook to list each item, its cost, and a complete description including any manufacturer's serial numbers. Theft can happen to you at any time. If you want to see that radio again, take a good look at it now and write down what you see. Renewed popularity of chewing tobacco, particularly among teenagers, is causing growing concern to dentists who say the so-called smokeless tobacco unquestionably causes cancer. Dr. Robert Walker, chairman of the oral surgery department at Southwestern Medical School, says the teenage craze for chewing tobacco will, in 20 years, spawn an epidemic of oral cancer, a horrible disfiguring disease, he says. Walker blames Madison Avenue for promoting the resurgence of interest in chewing tobacco and hiring sports figures like former Dallas Cowboy Walt Garrison to push its macho image. I don't think Garrison and the others know what they're doing, according to the doctor. Consumer Line. Tuna, it goes back to 1960. It's one of the first records to ever use that phase sound that they have in there. It sounds like something's on fire. The good old days, back when you only dreaded going to the dentist and not the supermarket. Here's Barry Manilow.
We had the right love at the wrong time. Guess I always knew inside I wouldn't have you. Thank you.
song. Well, with massive budget cuts somewhere down the road to education and a shrinking college-age population, times are tough for teachers. The situation perhaps best reflected in a recent Positions Wanted ad in Science, a publication of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. The ad reads, quote, "Animal behaviorist, Ph.D., experience in communication, social insects, seeks university position, will offer GE toaster oven to department granting interview, Zenith portable color TV if hired." The automobile is a major air polluter all over the world. In the United States, it contributes as much as half of the major pollutants to the air. Avoid unnecessary use of the automobile. Take a train, a bus, or a tram. Ride a bike or walk. Pollution is everybody's problem. You can help. Remember, it's your world. Tune on the telephone right now with a suburban St. Louis bar owner named Joe Edwards, who, even though it's been a long, cold, hard winter in St. Louis, has been keeping warm with his rock and roll beer. Right, Joe?
Right.
Now, where is this marketed? Right there in St. Louis at your bar or what?
Yeah, right now it's just available in St. Louis. And the thing has taken off so fast here, I haven't had a chance to get to distributors in other cities yet. But we're working on that, and it's just a matter of time. I figured I'd have 3 or 4 months to kind of get things going here, but it just took off too fast.
Well, what makes rock and roll beer better than all the other brands?
First of all, it's more than just the can. The can itself is a very nice four-color can with a 50s hood on one side and a motorcycle jacket and all with the slogan, "I sold my soul for rock and roll." Rock and roll beer on the other side with a couple of musical notes. And but the thing that makes it good is I tested out 6 different breweries that do private labeling.
Yeah.
And chose the one in New Orleans because it tasted by far the best. It's a real good premium beer. It's something that I want to make it stay around. You know, I want people to be able to listen to music and just have that warm feeling of drinking a rock and roll beer while they're listening to the music.
Yeah. What's the price tag on this going to be, Joe?
Well, in St. Louis, if you're in a pub or a bar, it'd be $1 while you're drinking it there, or $3 or $6, including the tax to take it out.
Really?
Liquor store, grocery store, would be, you know, less than that.
Oh, okay. Well, rock and roll beer. All else fails, maybe we can just relabel some of that old Billy beer that's still around. All right. Good luck, Joe, and stay warm. from the Supremes with Charlie Tuna and the Happening. Well, something's happening on the telephone. I have somebody with a question. Hi, who's this?
This is Debbie.
And you said you wanted to know the secret for getting up early in the morning?
Right.
Because you have to do it too, huh?
I have to get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
The easiest way I find to get out of bed in the morning quickly, as you go to bed at night, put some crackers on your bedstand next to the bed, all right? And then in the morning, as you just slowly wake up, start eating crackers in bed. And believe me, you'll want to get out of that in no time. Montana, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Back up the babies, and you ever try and grab an old lady? They have a story out today for you dieters. The University of Pennsylvania researchers may have found the secret to a successful diet, soup. In a study of more than 1,000 dieters, those who ate soup with their lunch racked up an average of about 55 fewer calories per meal. The reason, they say, is simple. You just can't tear into a bowl of hot soup as quickly as you can the other foods. And if you eat more slowly, you usually eat less. Soup to nuts. Charlie Tuna.
Know why some units find it easy to keep their equipment up and ready to fight?
Because when they have a maintenance problem that can't be easily resolved,
they call the Darcom Logistics Assistance Office, and Darcom sends out a skilled equipment technician.
Or when there's trouble getting a requisition filled with the supply system,
Darcom's experts work to expedite the order and cut waiting time.
Darcom is anxious to help your unit keep combat ready, too.
Just call Manheim Military 7380.
acoustical guitar. That's Dan Fogelberg with Charlie Tuna. And now, by complete contrast, every time this next group plugs in, the lights dim all over town. The Go-Go's. And we got the beat. You couldn't have figured that one out in the beginning, could you? And Charlie Tuna, and we got the beat. Well, I got some more news today about soybeans. There's a food scientist now at the University of Alberta who has developed a soy sauce that's made without soybeans. The doctor's sauce is made with canola, also known as rapeseed meal, instead of soybean meal. The researcher figures the sauce can be produced for about 30 cents a liter. Exclaims the doctor, it, canola sauce, tastes exactly the same as commercial soy sauce. Soy Charlie, soy sauce is no has-been. Charlie Tuna! Owning and using a clothes dryer is both a luxury and a necessity. There are a lot of ways that you can use it more efficiently. For instance, you've all heard about not drying partial loads. Well, don't overload your dryer either. It makes for wrinkled clothes and wears out your machine. Be sure you keep the lint screen and the outside exhaust vent clean too. It'll cut down on your drying time. That does two things. It saves energy and it gets you out doing more exciting things. Today, a visit with comedian George Carlin, who has a new album out for the first time in 6 years. But George has a varied career, including being a disc jockey at one time in Boston.
Tell him how you exited Boston.
Well, I had been there about 3 months, and I was still only like 19 or 20. I didn't really fit. They were playing soap operas and stuff. And I just took the mobile news unit to New York one weekend. I had no transportation, and so I just drove the WEZE mobile news unit down to New York to see my friends. And they had a prison break at Walpole on the weekend, and I was on 137th and Lenox Avenue. And I told them, I said, what are you worried about? You'll have another prison break next week. It was a very, you know, minimum security place, and I knew there'd be another one to cover. So what the heck?
And nowadays, George Carlin gets his feedback not from the radio, but from his albums and their listeners.
I got lucky, you know, getting these albums out and having people like, you know, like them. People that come to see me generally know what to expect, and there's not too much problem there. Occasionally, there'll be a white-haired or a blue-haired person walking out after the first seven 10 minutes, but that's only occasional. You know, not usually on campus. The colleges are pretty cool. The theaters are a little weird.
George Carlin also has some other interesting plans for the future.
I want to do a couple of homemade albums. I want to do a couple of albums without the audience interfering. And I want to write a little book, which I'm already launched on that venture. And eventually I'd like to write for the screen, I think, you know, or be involved in the production of films. That's really the best place to tell your jokes. You can have music and do close-ups, you know.
Have you ever thought about when they write a book about George Carlin, a final paragraph or summation of the way you'd like to be remembered? I don't know if it's be an epitaph or not, but
I once had an epitaph in mind. I guess forgetting your epitaph is a good sign, isn't it? That would seem like you feel immortal. I don't know. I just this time I really died. That would be a good one.
Celebrity
close up.
have been waiting longer for the interest rates to go down or for a girl like you. Here's a girl everybody's been waiting for, those. Dolly Parton. Oh, talking about economic definitions, somebody said the other day, inflation is when a gang holds up a Brinks truck and all they take are the tires. Baby, I'm burning, and Dolly Parton is cooking.
You look at me that way.
About losing weight with soup. But now Bob Ling got a bad case of the hiccups last July. Thought he could deal with that. But now, some 9 months later and still hiccuping, he's getting a little desperate. Despite his weight loss, Ling says he has no social life. After all he does is sit at home and hiccup. After seeing 25 doctors and trying numerous home remedies, Ling says, the only thing I haven't tried, which is a sure thing, is sticking my head in a barrel of water three times and pulling it out twice. Poor guy.
Charlie Tuna.
We hear a lot today about how nobody cares about the individual. Everyone's in a group, a mass, a statistical category. A person's just a number. The system, you say? Or is it just an excuse for each of us to lean on when it comes time to explain why we haven't quite made it as fast as we'd like? Yes, there are models of success like Neil Armstrong or Henry Aaron, but they didn't get to the top floating on a puff of magic. They worked hard at their craft, and they made it. Work to the utmost of your ability. There's no guarantee of where to leave except pride in yourself, and that's a pretty good start. Charlie, turn on the telephone now. Somebody's on the line here.
I'm going to ask you one quickie question.
Now, this is out of what book is it?
It's called The Rock Quiz, the Illustrated Rock Quiz. One day when I get a chance, I'll bring it over.
Okay.
For you.
A quickie. What's it?
All right. Glenn Campbell was briefly a member of what major West Coast group?
The Beach Boys.
All right, you could have written the book, but anyway, I bought it. I'll bring it over when I get time.
You know why I knew that? Because I introduced the Beach Boys when they were in Wichita. I worked for a Wichita radio station. It's been about 18 years ago, 1964, and that night, Glenn Campbell was part of the Beach Boys' the tour entourage.
I'll be darned.
So, see, some of these are just based on history.
Define Yours. That's a follow-up to Young Turks. Sounds like you just kept the soundtrack around and put some new words to it. It's Charlie Tuna on the telephone. Even after hearing the last bit of musical knowledge, somebody still wants to make a challenge. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. I'm John. Marcia, remember? And you have a question today for?
For Mr. Music.
And the question is?
There was a song. It was big. Somewhere in like 68 to 70, and the only thing I can remember about it is there's this line in it, on it that says, and if you should see him running free, then you'll know he's mine. And it's about the same time as Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, but I can't remember anything else about it.
You wouldn't be talking about the elusive butterfly, would you?
I might be, I don't know.
It sounds like what you're talking about.
Okay, who's there by?
That's Bob Lind.
Okay, thank you.
Who is incidentally still alive and living in North Hollywood. We got a note in the mail from him the other day.
Oh, okay, thank you.
He hasn't become a caterpillar again.
Oh.
Still a butterfly.
Okay.
Orchestra and Charlie Tuna and Hold On Tight. You may have wondered about that French phrasing in there, exactly what that translates to. As I understand it, the colloquial expression, the less Fahrenheit, the more Gesundheit. Well, that's going to have to can it for another Charlie Tuna show. Thank you very much for sharing another 60 minutes out of your day with me. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners in Vinigai and Guam. And remember, let a smile be your umbrella, and you'll wind up with a mouthful of rain. Until next time, stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Last chance. Donate to your Air Force Assistance Fund today or tomorrow.